Well, mucho. But they got some other name too with all that.
When you said somebody was common, what did that mean? You said a girl was common, very common.
Well, I don't know what it means, but
she wasn't refined.
She wasn't refined, and I guess it's because we'd say, well, maybe she never had any education or something like that, you know, didn't know better, something like that.
She was a
common person.
Okay. Now, somebody like yourself who still paint the house and do a lot of work, they say you are a mighty...
they tell me I was crazy. They wouldn't tell me I was a mighty good woman. They tell me I was crazy. But I guess they'd say, well, she's a good worker, or maybe she's... I don't know what to answer on that.
Somebody who left the house and left a lot of money on the table, you say they were mighty...
Callous.
Okay. Now, a person, when you said they were... What about a person who did things that just people couldn't figure out? They would be a little what? So they were a bit...
I guess they were a bit off. They were kind of cuckoo, we'd say.
You said somebody was a queer, kind of a queer person, what did that mean?
I don't know how to answer that one.
They're funny.
They're just funny. They just, you know, they're not like anybody else. They're just funny people.
The word queer, do you still use it, or does it change?
I don't think it ever changed around here.
Okay.
No.
You wouldn't say somebody was a queer?
If you didn't know they was or he was or something like that.
Okay. Now, somebody was about to lose their temper. What would you say to them? Just
keep quiet.
Keep calm.
Keep calm. Mm-hmm.
You've been working very hard, and you say, I'm...
Tired.
All...
All in and out. I'm all out. I'm all out.
I'm completely worn.
Worn out, yeah.
Okay. Say you have got a cold. If it affected your voice, it made you...
Mm-hmm.
Made you what?
I'm hoarse.
And gave you
a call for sore throat.
Okay. Somebody who can't hear very well is getting
deaf.
Now, your husband had been working out hard in the field, and he came in and took his wet shirt off and said, look how
I'm perspiring, sweating. They usually said sweating, they didn't say perspiring.
When people wore their shirts too long or wore their clothes too long, a kind of an infection or a place would come up on them, maybe? And what would you call that? Would have a pore in it?
A boil.
What would come out of there?
A pus. We had a lot of that in our family.
Okay. Now, somebody got shot or stabbed. They had to take them to a doctor to look at the...
Mm-hmm. Look at the wound, or the, let's see.
Do you ever remember?
To examine them and to see if there was anything in it.
When a wound didn't heal upright, what kind of stuff would form around it?
Pus.
You ever hear anybody talk about some kind of flesh?
Oh, a proud flesh. Uh-huh, proud flesh.
Okay. What did you put on a cut?
We put all kind of things, just like I told you before.
That brown liquid.